Hello and welcome to my latest match pod review for www.mufcglobal.co.uk. We want Glazers out. Say we want Glazers out. Manchester United back in action after the international break. It is 7:47 and it's an 8 p.m. Saturday night kickoff. I am weighed down by a load of chocolate, but that is how it should be, as it is Easter weekend. But an 8 o'clock Saturday night kickoff is not, basically it's ridiculous, especially with one team's in Manchester and the other team's in London. But anyway, it's Thursday night in London for Manchester United fans. As I say, remember, the fans are the number one, not and never will be. United back in action after the victory over Liverpool, which was a fantastic victory. I've sort of closed the book on it a little bit. Which some people have said, oh, you're a bit too negative, but c'est la vie. This football club is not going anywhere with 4-3 victories against Liverpool unless they actually win the FA Cup. Liverpool had their 4-3 victory last year when they beat us 7-0, but end up the season out the Champions League places, no trophy. And they've improved and done well this season, but do Manchester United look like they'll be doing that this coming season? As I say, issues with FFP, financial problems, players that need to be got rid of at this football club, but whether they will get rid of them is to be seen. The sooner we actually have a football person actually running the show in Omar Berada. As I say, Dave Brailsford, he's done a good job previously in other spheres other than football. He's not done a good job at Nice and he's not done a good job at Luzern. So the sooner Omar Berada can start doing stuff, the better, while Dave Brailsford is essentially holding the fort, as I say, short term, please. And then he can go off and do things within the within the football club that he can have a positive effect on, because he's got a better skill set in that regard. The team news is in, obviously, because as I say, there's less than 50 minutes till kickoff. It's the same team that started against Liverpool. So Wijnaldum in goal, Diallo probably at right back, Wan-Bissaka probably at left back, centre backs of Lindelof and Varane, McTominay, Mainu and Bruno Fernandes in the middle, and then it's Rashford, Garnacho and Rasmus Højlund. Hopefully we'll see more from Højlund. You could tell in that Liverpool game he just wasn't fit, and it was just obviously just coming back from injury. He was just thrown in there. If United actually had another striker, Højlund would have come off the bench against Liverpool and been able to give a lot more. He wasn't fit enough, and it was against a much better team as well than Manchester United are. So good news in regards of on the bench. Lisandro Martinez is back on the bench. Casemiro, who was injured for the Liverpool game, he is back on the bench. As I say, this is a very important week for United. Brentford away, Chelsea away, then Liverpool at home. Huge matches that United really need to be getting 9 points out of, really. But what they need to do is they need to start off with a victory this evening against Brentford, and essentially be able to put in performances, at least with the battle and with the heart that they put in against Liverpool, against Brentford. I'd say Brentford are sort of being sucked into a relegation battle. Sadly, Ahmad, because he got sent off at the end of the game, he doesn't get an opportunity. I mean, you never know. Maybe Anthony, who will probably come on at some point, maybe he'll score another goal with his right foot. But as I say, that Liverpool result, fantastic. Semi-final to come, which they've got to win, then a final to come, which they've got to win. They've got to do the job. Or as I say, what's the point of beating Liverpool 4-3? As I say, the standards at this football club have been through the floor for a long, long time. They need to improve. And the way to improve is to turn up today, put in a good performance and get a result. As I say, remember last year, 4-0 defeat in the second match of the season, and Erik ten Hag, he made changes. He saw that I'm going to do things on my own terms and not just sort of follow the crowd. And you know, he did a really good job at the end of last season. This season he's under pressure, and it's an important match today. He'll know it, and he talked about, I mean, it is disrespect. I mean, Gareth Southgate for the Manchester United job. It's embarrassing, the media in this country. It's just ridiculous. Gareth Southgate's not all the managers in the Premier League are better than Gareth Southgate. International football is completely different to club football, and it's an embarrassment. And now Xabi Alonso has said he's staying at Leverkusen. Why aren't the press putting Gareth Southgate for Liverpool? Agendaitis. Because pushing Manchester United down is what the media want. And it's ridiculous that Southgate is even being associated with the job. Do your England job, Gareth. If you stay or if you go, whatever, you shouldn't be moving back into club football at a higher level. That's for sure. But anyway, I will be back probably at halftime with my thoughts. The game kicks off in just over 5 minutes' time. So halftime at Brentford, it's Brentford 0, Manchester United 0, and it's a good job it's 0 for Manchester United, because they could easily have been a couple of goals down. An underwhelming first half performance. Brentford pretty much doing what a lot of teams do with Manchester United. They allow them to get further up the pitch. They put them under pressure. United can't keep hold of the ball, and they break out very quickly. Tony's hit the post. Wissa's had a couple of opportunities. They've broken the lines very easily through Manchester United's midfield, which is weak. I mean, only Maynou's really doing anything in there. McTominay and Bruno Fernandes, I don't know whether they're too further forward, or they just have no idea what type of positions they should be in. They're not doing anything. Rasmus Højlund, Garnacho and Rashford have hardly had the ball. And when they have had the ball, as I say, Brentford they're playing a low block, and United can't break through. They were okay for about the first 10 minutes, and I think that was just Brentford, I think, basically just seeing how United were gonna play today. So the main positive from the half is the fact that United haven't conceded. Varane and Lindelof been the best performers in that half. They have been pushed around as well by the centre forwards of the forward play of Brentford. Brentford have had a lot of corners and crosses into the box. United have struggled on occasion, but Lindelof and Varane have stood up tall in that regard. Another thing, Onana's trying these long kicks out, going straight to Brentford players. What is the strategy for Onana and kicking the ball out? There just isn't any sort of strategy. Something that will need to change within that second half. As I say, you can have bad 45 minutes. But from United, when they usually have a bad 45 minutes, start off slow, they don't tend to step up to the plate in the second half. But they're going to need to, maybe a half-time change, or possibly just actually football players playing a bit better in that half, and being able to counteract and, as I say, just play some basic football. And when they get into those probing positions up front, why are they, instead of just ridiculously giving the ball away because they can't go straight through Brentford because of the way they've set up, why don't you probe them, push them, move them around, put them under a little bit of pressure, keep the ball for a little bit. But United don't seem to have sort of that sort of structure. And as I say, Brentford are probably thinking, oh, well, you know, we'll see, as I say, we'll see how they come out after the result against Liverpool. But what you're seeing is what is pretty standard Manchester United that we've seen for the majority of the season. They've got 45 minutes to change things. They're lucky they're not a goal down. But if they go a goal down in this match, you can't see them coming back into it. They need to get the first goal and they need to up and perform better in the second half. I will be back later. Half-time substitute, Varane off, Maguire on. Must be an injury. There was a period where Varane did go down. He was caught by Tony after making a really important clearance. He did go down. He stayed. He managed to obviously last the half. But maybe is it an aggravation of that, or is it a new injury? But Maguire is on. And just to mention one thing, after about 41 minutes, Rashford took a shot from about 30 odd yards. Very speculative shot. I mean, the commentator bleated on about we know what he can do after his goal against Man City, but that's a once in a lifetime. He blasted it from miles out, deflected into keeper's hands. Shows the frustration of Manchester United just not getting anything in that second half from about after the first 10 minutes. They were always playing as second best. Just coming up to halfway through the second half. Another centre-back injury for Manchester United. Looks like a hamstring for Victor Lindelof. Off he comes. On comes Lisandro Martinez returning after an injury against West Ham, which was after a long, which was, I think, only about second or third appearance after a long previous time off of not playing thanks to a clueless medical team at Manchester United. But he has just come on. United under a bit of pressure. They did have sort of a 5-minute period where they were holding on to the ball quite well. But Brentford have exerted more authority. Antony has come on for Garnacho. I mean, Garnacho has been pretty much anonymous this game. But it's gone back to normal. Antony, he's not scored with his right foot and not really doing anything within this game. But as I say, Brentford are quite happy for United to have the ball. They don't really do very much with it. And they're just seeing another kick out from Anana straight to a Brentford player. But that's what it's been like the whole game, to be perfectly honest. And now we've got Rashford just running into another blind alley. So maybe United will... they've done it a few times this season where they haven't deserved the victory, but they somehow managed to get the result. But they're going to need to be a bit more controlled and try and push further on towards Brentford, because Brentford will think they can gain even more now with a lot of their long boards into the box with Lisandro Martinez in there. Remember, he started against them in the 4-0 win, but was subbed at half-time. So 4-0 defeat last season, and he was subbed at half-time. So there is, as I say, we're just past halfway through the second half, and it's still 0-0. Another letter for United. Tony put the ball into the back of the net, but he was just offside. It was very tight. I mean, the thing about this game is United need to win this game. I mean, a draw is not good enough. United need to win this game. And I think, you know, we're at the point now where we're less than 20 minutes to go. The manager needs to now think about putting players on that can help us win this game, because the current 11 don't look like they're going to do it. 10 minutes to go. It is the substitutions that, well, you probably think it's the last throw of the dice, really. It's Casemiro and the lesser spotted Mason Mount. He's a new lesser spotted after Anthony Martial. It's Maynou coming off and Marcus Rashford. So basically, Bruno and McTominay will probably last the 90 minutes in this game somehow. But I don't know. Is it because Maynou's played two matches for England? Well, he hasn't played two matches, played one match and came on in the second. I know there's some talk about illness for him. But United need to win this game, and Maynou, out of the three midfielders, has been the best midfielder, but he's had to come off. I mean, maybe it's an injury of some sort, but you're looking to try and win the game. But as I say, maybe Casemiro to hold, Mount will come on and do something. We shall see. As Bruno drills in a shot, comfortable for the goalkeeper. Wow, what a dramatic ending to the game. It actually ended Brentford 1, Manchester United 1. It looked like United had done a smash and grab. And with Mason Mount, the lesser spotted Mason Mount, a bit of a, you know, seems to be players falling all over the place under the Brentford. And Casemiro, simple ball to Mount, put it into the back of the net. And it looked like Ten Hag's substitution of Eriksen and Mount was going to be the luck that he needed, basically, because it would have been extremely lucky. But Brentford did basically just go straight up the other end and score a goal. Good control from Tony, and it was Aya, I think, who put the ball in the back of the net. And I think, that actually shows exactly what the issue is at this football club. People can call me negative all they want. I'm not negative. I'm a realist. I've told you about this football club since September 2013. People not interested on the football side off the pitch, so why should the players be interested when they're given ridiculous wages? Straight from the kickoff, Brentford were attacking. United couldn't keep hold of the ball. The ball was just getting kicked out straight to Brentford players, and that's throughout the whole game. They were getting the ball into the box, and this time, nobody was picking up Aya. All the players on the six-yard box, no idea, no strategy, no thought process from the midfielders to think about the players that are running into the box. No picking up runners. That happened throughout the whole game. And Brentford deservedly got an equaliser. I mean, they deserved to win the game. United were poor in this match. That game against Liverpool, well, they weren't brilliant throughout, but they showed a bit of spirit and a bit of heart. They didn't show any of that today. And that goes to show about the full, across-the-board attitude at this football club. basically, you've got a guy running the show in Dave Bailford who doesn't understand football, as I mentioned before the game. You've got a guy, Dan Ashworth, who basically United won't actually pay the money for. So what is the point of him going on gardening leave? So he's probably not going to start in the summer. And then you've got Omar Berardo, who hopefully will actually be able to make a difference in the summer. Because Sir Rat, I mentioned him this time, he's the one setting up this team. But the fact is, the Glazers still own this football club. And so as into the football side, it's on you now, Sir Rat. It's on you to make these decisions. If you look at some of them players on the pitch and the performances that they're putting in, they shouldn't be at the club next season. And the second thing is, when you look at the manager as well, should he have subbed some other players off the game? As I say, he would say, well, we probably should have the game with that late goal made some. But at the end of the day, it'd been complete and utter luck, which has been the case for a number of matches this season. If you're relying purely on luck, you're not a good football team. We know Manchester United are a good football club. Standards are through the floor. And another game where basically they've somehow managed to skank it, but they can't hold out. And the other beauty of it all is they played a game against Wolves where they were outstanding and should have, like Brentford, been well up in the game and no issues. Wolves got their equaliser, and you could see Wolves thought they'd won the game. And then Kobbie Mainoo did that brilliant goal at the end of the match. So it's just, they don't learn. There's no understanding what is going on within that football club on the training side. I mean, it's absolutely horrible. And what actually quite embarrassing is Erik ten Hag, Steve McClaren, and Mitchell and Degas, you know, high-fiving, hugging, or whatever they're doing after the goal we got. They should have been sat there just staring into space, just thinking, we've got away with one here. This is the problem. This is the problem. And, you know, it starts at the top of the club with the Glazers. It's run through the club with the people that are still running around behind the scenes. I mean, I've not even mentioned my best mate, John Murta, a guy who should be nowhere near this football club. Is he still at the football club because we can't get Dan Ashworth? I mean, that's desperation. You should be kicked out like Richard Arnold, and you get somebody in who actually has a club. I mean, I could do a job better than that. My mate who says I'm too negative could do a job better than that. We don't agree on, I think, come to United, but what we do agree on is that this football club is an absolute joke, and it's going backwards at a rate of knots, and it's going to continue going backwards with performances like that. Chelsea next, let's see what kind of performance they put up then. But this is the thing, after that Liverpool match, everybody praised and everybody right up there about the players, about the club. It's a joke to do that. They're gaslighting. It was fine when they do that. When they're doing it consistently, then you can do that. But as I said at the end of the pod last time, I would 100% being Liverpool at the end of that game, losing that quarterfinal, but having only one trophy and able to win the league title and be able to at least win another trophy. I know you're going to win anyway, but you would want to be in that position. At least they're in the position to win the Premier League title. Where Manchester United scrabbling round to try and get top five. It's embarrassing. And if I was Coventry, I would 100% think, I can beat this rabble. They only bother turning up when they need to. And that's Manchester United Football Club. Don't call me negative, because I'm not. I'm telling it as it is, and I'll continue to tell it as it is. Credit where credit's due, and lack of credit, which is what Manchester United are actually dealing when it's due. Absolute shambles of a football club, and the players, an absolute joke. And as I say, you do have to look at the manager, but at the end of the day, as I say, the name's being bandied out there. Southgate's not up to it. He's a joke. Get no chance. Potter may get it because he's mates with Dan Ashworth. Is he better than Erik ten Hag? I'd say not, because he couldn't handle it at Chelsea, and he'd be under even more pressure at Manchester United. So who else is there? You have to get somebody that is better than what is there. Let's be perfectly honest. Or you hope is going to be better than what is there. But we're desperate for Omar Berardo to start, because Dave Brailsford is not up to it. He's not a football man. He's failed at Luzerne and he's failed at Nice. So, and as I say, people will say, well, how can he fail at Nice? It's PSG. Well, you come second to PSG. Lons have done it, and they have nowhere near the scale of backroom and resources that Nice have. So, Sir Rat, let's see what you really have. As I say, you can lord 2 weeks after we beat Liverpool in the FA Cup. Well, we play them next week. Let's see how we perform then. Chelsea before that, though, on Thursday night. So, as always, thanks for listening. All pods up at www.mufcglobal.co.uk. Our prevailing podcast platforms are Spotify, Podbean, Pcast, Google Podcast. Search MUFC Global on your favourite search engine, and you will find MUFC Global and let me know what you think. Fair enough if you think I'm negative. You can be negative and right. If you want to be positive, 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 you've 100% been gaslit by those scum glazers and the idiots that they used to have running the football club. Get rid of Murta. Get him out. He's still in there. Is he in there on their PR side? Sort it out, Surratt. Sort it out, Dave Brailsford. Sort it out, because the problems you're going to have, because if you think you've got problems now, you wait until the summer when there are issues about finance, you're not getting players in, but you're allowing players to run this football club still. And things need to change, and very fast. And I've talked about this for years and years and years, but nobody wants to listen to Mr. Negative, apparently. Call me what you want. I know what I am. So as always, thanks for listening. I will be back after the Chelsea game. I'll be down the pub for that game. So it's a midweek Thursday night. Oh, joy. Thanks for listening. I'll be back after the Chelsea game. Let's see if these players can be bothered to turn up. And as I say, if you're Erik ten Hag on performance, again, there should be changes to that team. But it won't do it because, well, he's a bit weak in that regard. And we've seen it all before.